Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this Radiothon. Allies, there's a new way to show your love. Did you vote yes for marriage equality? Continue to show your support for the LGBTI community. Become an out loud ally of Joy. Receive bragging rights and a pack of Joy Out Loud Ally badges to wear proudly. Head to joy.org.au and click the Ally button on the homepage.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
So, Macca, one of the things that we do enjoy doing is profiling some of the people who are important to our Joy family. And we have had many, maybe not all yet, Joy board directors in this very studio. And this morning we have Kanthi Flynn. Kanthi Flynn joined the board at the last election and has now probably clocked up about 9 or 10 months. So let's see what Kanthi's got to say. Good morning to you, Kanthi.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
What does it feel like 10 months later?
It's been a great learning curve. I think sitting inside versus sitting outside is a very different viewpoint. I am listening, observing, getting a really good feel for how the radio station runs, and I think the opportunities that are out there. And I'm actually quite excited, and I think part of that excitement comes from really the reason I wanted to join the board, which was really on the diversity and inclusivity aspect. The fact that, you know, we went through a pretty interesting, you know, referendum. Well, not
postal survey.
Vote. We haven't had a referendum in this country for many years.
So excuse
We've
me.
We've had opinion polls.
Exactly. And the fact that, you know, equality for our community has actually been also one of those positive aspects. I just feel like, you know, we need to take that on a new journey as not being a marginalised group but a part of the Australian population. And my passion really is also about rural Australia, because I think that's where this radio station has the most opportunity to offer. And I'm it's always at the top of my mind, to be frank.
You know, we've had some lovely stories over the year, Kanthi, of not just young folk but other folk in regional Australia listening to Joy, a lot of the time on podcasts, sometimes on the app, or online. And, you know, we have a sub-metro licence, but we reach all over Australia. And if you look at where podcasts are downloaded from, our reach is all around the world, and that's something we can really be proud of. And the fact that we don't know who a lot of those listeners are, but I think you can count on the fact that there will be gender, ethnic, sexual orientation, diversity there that is a reflection of our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
25 years, something we can be proud of. We're in the middle of Radiothon. Well, not quite the middle. Near the middle of Radiothon. It's pretty important for Joy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So sitting as a member in the audit, the FAC, which is basically Finance Audit Committee, and also the Funding Committee, I find that I'm more interested in the FAC.
Yes.
I quite like the acronym, to be
the
quite
FAC.
Frank.
What's the FAC?
The Finance Audit Committee.
Oh, I see, I see. That's the one that the Treasurer chairs.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yes. And it's incredibly important for us to really, you know, get our phones out, get online, get those memberships up. I mean, become a passionate member. I mean, 354 days of the year, 70 cents per day, really, to listen to our radio station. It's quite cheap. It's very effective. It's great music.
It's good value.
Incredibly good value.
So, Kanthi, as a board member, you make decisions. Mm-hmm. Give us a sense of the sorts of decisions that you as a board member make.
I tend to sit on the side to really listen to some of... I think there's a lot of conversations that just do occur within the board. All diverse, again, lots of opinions. And what we always take is really very much what our community and our membership, because we're very much a membership-oriented radio station, is to really take into account also our volunteers, because we are volunteer-run. So I tend to go with really very much the majority vote, which is very sensible, very much oriented towards the longevity and the long-term view and the value that we create as a radio station for our community and also for our greater community and listeners.
But you must make decisions. I mean, you know...
It's cabinet sort of...
I understand that, but I'm not asking for the state secrets, Macro. I'm asking for a flavour of the sort of decisions that you make.
Is it capricciosa or seafood pizza?
No. Seafood, thank you. Yes, we do. I think I'm very much more concerned about, I think, the expenditure and the spending, more so than anything else, and I tend to align very much with Ian on that front as the treasurer, and we're very cautious. So I think we would be the two cautious board members. We don't like to spend. We like to really understand the value of our spend, and we're always looking at ways to maximise value from a dollar perspective.
Fantastic.
We like that.
Not always easy, but it is, you know, there is expenses behind running a radio station, and, you know, we really rely on our members and our very loyal membership group, and also our new members and our allied members as well. If you're listening, we would love you to become a member. Try it out for 1 year.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You'll become a lifetime member.
So, Kanthi, reflecting on your last 10 months or whatever it's been, what would you nominate as being the one thing that you've bought, or the one contribution that you've made that you are most proud of?
Hard to say. I'd say again. I'd like to think that it's really on the on the fact side, more so than the funding. We've got Marcus who runs a really great streamlined, really streamlined Boeing jet fuel injected operation there. I find with FAC it's really giving that more pragmatic view of what really needs to be done. And what I do try to do when I'm sitting on the board is really think of it from our member perspective, because, and our volunteers as well, because without them it'd be very difficult to run this radio station, and I'm incredibly grateful and proud that they actually volunteer their time to come and spend that time here with some of their very generalist and specialist skill sets.
And just to finish up off, you've got 2+ years to go. If in 2 years' time we asked you the question, what are you most proud of, what would you like to be able to say?
I'd like to say that we've increased our membership.
Okay.
By at least, you know, 10-15%.
Right.
But also, you know, more of a stickiness as well with our volunteer group, and a consistency there as well.
Kanthi Flynn, thank you very much for coming to the studio this morning. It's really important for our listeners to know and hear from people who are governing this organisation.
Yeah, it is. It's important. Once again, thank you, Kanthi. Congratulations on almost finishing your first year. Another two to go after this. As a previous board member, I know the time sometimes passes quickly, sometimes it doesn't.
much more quickly than the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite honest.
Exactly.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.